President John Mahama has again stated that persons mentioned to have misappropriated public funds in the Auditor General's and particularly the Jidah report will face prosecution. He said his government is resolved to fight in corruption. President Mahama was opening in Accra the second conference of the Association of Anti-Corruption Authorities in Africa. Pascalina Dadivo reports.
The Association of Anti-Corruption Authorities in Africa is made up of 55 member countries, of which Ghana is part. Its core mandate is to launch and sustain preventive and curative measures against corruption. Corruption extends to every aspect of public life, and this varies from bribery, extortion, nepotism, and embezzlement. Africa loses about $100 million to corruption every year. Economists have also argued that one of the factors behind the lingering economic development in Africa is that corruption has taken another dimension, where money made is moved into foreign accounts rather than being invested at home. In Ghana, the institution responsible for fighting corruption is the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, SRAJ. Its commissioner, Vivian Lamte, said corruption has become a cross-border crime and the conference must look at critical issues in the larger interests of the continent.
It's funds which should have been used for projects such as hospitals, schools, roads, etc. in communities are diverted into the private pockets of corrupt public officials in developing countries. The poor and the needy obviously become the sufferers, and subsequently the continent as a whole fails to make progress.
As host country for the second conference of anti-corruption authorities, President Mahama had an obligation to state Ghana's position on corruption. He said a World Bank report mentioned corruption as the reason for high cost of goods and services in Africa. He described it as a worrying development which needs critical focus. President Mahama has promised to run an open, transparent and accountable governance system, and in line with this, he said its legal framework has been strengthened against corruption.
The Constitutional Review Commission's recommendations have a significant anti-corruption content. Some of the provisions in the bill are aimed at 1. Empowering our anti-corruption commission, that is the TRAJ, to conduct investigations in all matters, even in the absence of a formal complaint. 2. To widen the definition of corruption to encompass all corruption-related offenses provided under the United Nations Convention Against Corruption and the African Union Convention on Preventing and Combating Corruption. 3. To make decisions of the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice directly enforceable. And 4. To strengthen the asset disclosure regime for public officers. 5. To better regulate the regime for gifts to public officers. If all these are achieved in the near future, Ghana would have created a fairly solid legal and institutional framework to combat corruption.
President Mahama said the passage of bills alone cannot solve the harrowing effects of corruption, but the will to enforce the laws. Government is therefore taking seriously issues concerning persons involved in corrupt practices across board. He mentioned the controversial Jidah, which faces massive restructuring in the interim and prosecution of persons found culpable.
Again, one of the very first decisions I took as president was to appoint a commission to investigate the untoward payment of judgment. The revelations so far made are very worrying. More recently, I've directed the Attorney General and Minister of Justice to set up a special desk in her office to investigate and prosecute all offenders against whom adverse findings have been made in the reports of the Auditor General. This directive and its implementation is part of efforts towards stemming the massive theft of public revenue through corruption in the public sector. In similar vein, my government has just concluded investigations into the management and operations of the Ghana Youth Employment and Entrepreneurial Development Authority, JIDEA. Every step I have taken in relation to the JIDEA report is to ensure that I'm very clear and certain about what may have gone wrong and to take appropriate remedial action to that effect. And I have requested the Attorney General's office to sanction any persons identified to have been involved in wrongdoing in the Jidah affair.
Ghana is signatory to the UNAU and ECOWAS Conventions on Anti-Corruption. The Association of Anti-Corruption Authorities in Africa was founded in Bujumbura, Burundi in 2011.
Pascalina Dadivo reporting.